Olds. The Olds Grizzlies have climbed out of the Alberta Junior Hockey League basement, at least for now. As of Monday, December 18, the team's record stood at 9-2-2-2-3 in 36 games, 1 point up on the cellar-dwelling Camrose Kodiaks and 2 points back of the Drayton Valley Thunder. However, as of Monday, the Kodiaks had 1 game in hand on the Grizzlies and the Thunder had 2 in hand. The Grizzlies hit the Christmas break with a glass-half-empty, half-full situation. In 2 back-to-back games at home in the Sportsplex, they won 1 and lost 1. On Friday night, December 15, they edged the Bonnyville Pontiacs 3-2, but on Saturday night, December 16, they were then shut out 5-0 by the Lloydminster Bobcats. On Friday night, Hunter Bill opened the scoring at 9:29 of the first period with his 3rd goal of the season, assisted by Willem Terward and Nolan Wiesner. Rider Many Grey Horses padded that lead with the lone goal of the second period at 16:59, his 9th goal of the season, assisted by Mitchell Patrick and Braxton Thornton. Bonnyville finally got on the board at the 8:56 mark of the 3rd period on the power play. But the Grizzlies answered back at 18:55 of that period when Gray Rampton scored his 9th goal of the season, an empty netter, assisted by Ryan Tong. The Pontiacs finished the scoring at 19:59. Aiden Comeau went the distance in net, stopping 40 of 42 shots. The Grizzlies fired 23 shots at Pontiacs goaltender Nathan St. Germain. On Saturday, the Bobcats jumped all over the Grizzlies. They scored 3 goals in the 3rd period and never looked back, adding 1 each in the 2nd and 3rd periods. Comeau again played the entire game in net for the Grizzlies, stopping 29 of 34 shots he faced. Bobcats netminder Jack Solomon blocked all 30 shots fired his way. The Grizzlies' next game will take place December 29 against the Oilers in Okotoks. Their next home games will occur January 5, the back half of a home-and-home series against the Brooks Bandits. The first game in that series occurs New Year's Day in Brooks.